What's the symbol for washing your hands?
We are on Dav Samach Vav, Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. And we just had a machloikus of what the Pshat Rabbi Yossi is of why an Uber can't feed the Avadim. Is it because an Uber is considered a czar? Or is it because of a Gezeris HaKlas of Yilud Machol? And the Gemara said, Chayre Nafkamina would be an Uber in the womb of a Kehenneth. He would not be a czar, but he's not born. That's what the Gemara said. So we are up to now Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel, which to find that, you go across from Taisus Eichlin and come down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th line after that. Either because an Uber in the womb of a Yisraelist is a Yisrael, not a Kayan yet, and therefore, since he's a Yisrael, he can't feed anybody Truma. Or because the Xeris HaKasim, that only people born have the ability to feed Truma, not people not born. And Avkamina, the Gemara says, is a Uber B'mei Kohenes, where his mother is a Kohenes, so he's not a Yisrael under any circumstance. Father is a Kayan, his mother is a Kayan. So if the reason is Uber B'mei Zara Zaru, he's not. But if the reason is Yilud Macho, Shen Yilud Ein Macho, that only somebody born can feed Truma, then he wouldn't be able to feed Truma either. That's what the Gemara said. We have to, again, go across from Taisus Eichlin, go down 11 lines. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi. Have a Chachamim Aymrim? The Chachamim disagree. And they say that the Uber does not get part of the Avadim. And therefore, if a Kayan dies and leaves over children, and an Uber, the kid, the Avadim can eat Truma. He's not a shareholder in the estate as long as he's a fetus. When he's born, he becomes a shareholder. He's a future shareholder. They can't avoid the fact that he's going to become a shareholder. But at this point, he's not a shareholder. He doesn't own any part of the estate because an Uber cannot own anything. If the Kayan left children alive, even though he also left his wife pregnant, doesn't make a difference. They eat because of the children, because the Uber is not an owner. They are the Avadim of the estate, which is owned by the living children. The Uber is not a shareholder. Even if he left no children, he only left an Uber. Still, at this point, the estate is owned by the closest relatives, his brothers. They will lose it as soon as the Uber is born, because he becomes the predominant Yairish, and therefore he yarshens it. But at this point, he can't inherit. So it remains the brothers, so to speak. They are now the shareholders till he's born.
They can do what they want with it?
I don't think so. I had the same shaila. I didn't see anybody discuss it. Like we eat away the raya, but I didn't see. Yes. There's brothers. The Kayan died. There's brothers of Kahanim. Yes, the Avadim belong to the estate, which is owned now by living people. Meaning, basically, dead people don't own an estate, and Ubers don't own an estate, so the estate has to be owned by somebody, the closest relative, till the Uber is born, and then it goes back to the Uber. A wife means nothing. She doesn't inherit. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. No brothers, then cousins. Whatever the closest relative may be, becomes the shareholder. Now, Dr. Harris asked a good question. Can those shareholders do anything till the Uber is born? Can they sell? Do they have any ownership rights? I don't have the answer to that question.
The sister or sister's husband involved?
Sister inherits after a brother, not sister's husband.
Sister.
Yeah, but if the sister is married to Yisrael, then forget it. It's not going to help. We're saying now that the closest relative, if he's a Kayan, can feed the Avadim, even though the Uber can't. But the Uber doesn't inherit.
His brothers?
No, it's not true. Brothers go before sisters.
And daughter.
Daughter goes before his brother. Then they can't eat Truma. Correct. Zamti Gemara, Zu Veloy Sirle. Shmuel says, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi. and makes it sound like he doesn't hold that way. This is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, but if he holds that way, he shouldn't word it that way. Exactly how he would word it is, I don't know. Didn't Shmuel say to Rav Chana back the Torah? Rashi has subshotim the word back the Torah. We'll see in a minute. Puk Isley Bay Asora, bring me 10 people to Amalek Vampayu that I should tell you in front of them, meaning publicize, Hamazakal Uberkana. That's one who gives to an Uber is Kaina. That means a fetus can acquire. That means he does become a shareholder. So why is Shmuel making it sound that he's not Paskin like Rabbi Yossi? He is. Dr. Gemara Zubis Rila. Yes, he holds a Kabyasi. So my Kamashman one. So what is Shmuel coming to tell me? If he's not coming to tell me that Halakha is not that way, so what is he informing us? The Pligi Rabban Halakha Kabyasi just wanted to tell us you shouldn't think it's the unanimous opinion. There are people that argue on that. Shmuel personally passes like Kabyasi. But he just wanted to inform you you shouldn't think it's an the Mishnah doesn't bring another opinion. He wanted to tell you that this is not a unanimous opinion.
I mean, having Uber. Does he have any kinyan?
That's the machlokes of an Uber can be kinda.
No, this is not. This is where the whole. Suit
that's what it depends on. Can an Uber own something?
Right. That machlokes was Rabbi Yossi and Rabban all over Shas.
If that's going to be a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabban all over Shas.
And see, this is a particular instance where there's a.
This is one of the instances that it makes a difference. That's what the Gemara is saying.
This is in a regular case of Yerusha, yeah. I would say that would be the one.
But that's what they're talking about here. Can it over Yarshin? It depends on whether Uber can own things. It's the same thing. Can an Uber own things? What difference does it make? I know what's bothering you, but what difference does it make if the Uber is inheriting or receiving a present? Can he be an owner?
Might be. Maybe do a living in
order. Yes. Actually, I don't know. Doug Rashi. Don't you actually do different Rabbi Yossi, but like Shmuel? What? Do different Rabbi Yossi. Further up. Do different Rabbi Yossi, but like Shmuel, the Shmuel who obeys like Shmuel. Shmuel does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Gemara thought. Back the Torah, Baal Agada. Chana back the Torah means he was a Baal Agada. He knew a lot of Agadata. Lishnachrina Shem Mokim Shuba Bubbo, the name of a place in Bubbo, Shishmai Baghdad. Now, it's interesting, because according to Dr. Schwab, Baghdad was a city built much later than the Gemara. But in Rashi's time, Baghdad did exist. I think what very possible was that there was a city called Baghdad before the Baghdad of today. There was another city called Baghdad, and then they built Baghdad, and they named it for that little old city that was called Baghdad. I have no idea, but it was in Bubbo, in Iraq. They asked Sarah, why did he need 10 people? To publicize it. We are by the Bach Aleph. Frank the Gemara will meet Pligi. Do the Rabbanon or Abesi argue? The Amar of Zakai, that's how the Bach is Gairus. He takes out the word Masiv. It is the Amar of Zakai. Because I think Rav Zakai was an Amayro. So we don't add, this is not a Bryce of. That's being asked from. This is an Amira asking a question. He said, "Zu edus hayed Rabbi Yosi mipi Shmaya v'Avtalion." This halacha that an Uber is kind of, and that he stops the Avodim from eating Tumah was Rav Yossi saying it over in the name of Shmaya Vavtalyan, which were earlier Tanoim, and V'haidulai. And they agreed. So there's no Machlaikas. V'haidulai. They agreed. So that means there's no Machlaikas. So how can you, Shmuel, say that there's a Machlaikas when Rav Zakkai said that there's no Machlaikas? V'haidulai. Zokti Gemara, Amar Abashi, Mikhtani, the Kiblu? Did they say they agreed? The Mestaber Taime. They admitted that he's right. They argued, but accepted it because he makes sense. Meaning, it's not that they never argued. They did argue. But when it came down to, you know, push came to shove, they said, you make more sense. It was a Machlaikas.
But then it went away?
Haiduloi means they accepted his. Even though they disagreed. You accepted it. No, you accept it even though you disagree. That's what I mean. How does Arch go say it? How does Arch go say it?
More reasonable.
But he must have a note. Does he have a note? Sure he does.
Their admission was limited to the fact that they felt this reading was more acceptable, but they did not accept this ruling to be relied upon in practice on account of the fact that they had received this reading from their teachers to the contrary of thought.
Okay, that's saying the Machlokes remained, but they agreed that he makes a lot of sense. Rashi. No Rashi.
I mean, if they didn't have this tradition, they'd go with him.
Seemingly. That's what. Who's he quoting that from? Zakti Gemara by the Tanya Rabbanan. If he left children, right, no Mubaris, a Kayan died, left children, both sets of Avadim, Avdi Milug, Avdi Tim Barasu, can eat Truma. Because the woman can eat Truma because she has offspring, therefore her Avadim can eat Truma, and the Avdi Tim Barasu can eat Truma because they are now owned by a Kayan. They are owned by the Yarshim, right? They own it. She can collect it from them, but at this point they own it. Hinichum Uberes, if he didn't have any children, just a pregnant wife, Eilu Veilu Einoichum, like Rabbi Yossi, that a pregnant fetus cannot feed anybody Truma. Therefore, if he leaves his wife pregnant, nobody can eat Truma. She can't either. Exactly, she's not a Bas Kayan. Remember, she's a Bas Yisro. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. What?
Could the remote listeners please mute themselves?
Nicha Elu Benich Banam Hakayim Veloy Nicha Muberes Elu Veelu Avdi Melug The Avdi Tzay Baris O Eichlin The Avdi Melug Eichlin Bishvila They eat because of her Shia Kalas Bishul Benahab because she's eating because of her children The Avdi Tzay Baris O Eichlin Bishul Banam And the Avdi Tzay Baris O eat because of the kids Nicha Muberes Veloy Nicha Labanam He didn't leave any children The Uber cannot feed his mom, nor can he feed Avadim. How about Hiniach Banim v'Hinicham Uberes? He left children and pregnant. Avdi Melug Eichlim Kederach Shiachelus. She can eat because of the offspring. Therefore, the Avdi Melug can eat because she eats. Avdi Tzayim Barzo Loi Eichlum Nechelku Shaluber. Like our Mishnah. This is our Mishnah. The Avdi Tzayim Baris will have a shareholder. The shareholder, one of the shareholders, is the fetus. Shober Paisu, Veina Macho. An Uber can stop people from eating. Right? If his mother was a Bas Kayan, who was married to a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael died, the Bas Kayan would go back home. But she can't because she has an Uber. So the Uber can stop people from eating, but cannot feed people. That's Rabbi Yossi. She's a different Rabbi Yossi. Rashi, Eilu vei, Hiniach banav v'nichem uberes avdi melug leichlim, shem shalah, they are hers. Ve'eilu uber chelik behem. The uber has no share in the avdi melug. Just like the kids don't have a share in the avdi melug. V'yachelet v'shul b'na'ah. She eats because they are living offspring. And once she eats, her avadim can eat. Avdi tzayim barzo lo yechlu, v'nei chelker shul uber. She yesh le chelik behem. He has a chelik. Is le shchia. The Gemara later on will talk about can we split it up. So Rashi is saying at this point, we don't know what his share entails. The Uber can stop his mother, who's a Bas Kayin, from going back to eat Truma. But he can't feed his mom if he's the only offspring because he's not born yet. If a Kayin marries the Israelist and leaves her pregnant, no children, she can't eat. If the Kayin, the Yisrael, marries a Bas Kayin and leaves her pregnant, she also can't eat. The Yisrael would marry a Bas Kayin and die without any children. She's not pregnant. She goes back to her father's house. He left her pregnant. But when the mother is a Bas Yisrael to a Kayin, the pregnancy doesn't make a difference. How about if the mother is a Bas Kayin? Can she go eat till he's born? No. The Uber can stop his mom from eating.
Why is that?
It's all based on Sukkah. It's all going to be based on Sukkah. The Uber cannot feed, but the Uber can stop someone who's supposed to eat from eating. Here is a lady that, had she not been Muberes, would have gone home and ate Truma. But since she's Muberes, she has to stop. But that same Uber can't feed his mother. Can stop his mother, but not feed his mother. In two different cases. One is when his mother is a Bas Kayin, and one is when his mother is a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayin. No, he can't feed his mother either. Let's say a Bas Yisrael married a Kayin. And he died. And he left no children. She stopped eating Truma. He left her pregnant. Even though in that same analogous case, when his mother's a Bas Kayin married to a Yisrael, he can stop her from eating Truma. You seem to have...
Rabbi?
Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, I remember some others.
Rabbi, can I ask
Shmuel,
a quick
Rabbi
question,
Rabbi says the name of his father, and what he's going to say makes no sense. Okay, it makes no sense, and the Gemara will explain it later on. So we will just learn it, and Rashi says the Gemara will explain. So if Rashi was content to leave it that way, so will we be. Habas Machelis, Haben Eina Malchu. If he leaves a daughter, she can feed the Avadim, even though the mother is pregnant. But if he leaves a son and a fetus, then the Avadim can't eat. Which is counterintuitive, because if anything, a son is a bigger Yairish than a daughter. But we'll leave the Gemara to explain it. Rashi Abbas Machelis, I'm a Mefarish Law, the Gemara will explain it.
Rabbi, can
somebody
I ask
a question?
Quick question, please? Yes. Maybe I missed it, but at any point in this entire discussion about the Uber, have we discussed how anyone would know anyways whether the Uber is a male female, and if not, why? So why isn't that the primary reason why someone would say that you can't make a decision while the lady is pregnant? You don't know whether
stay tuned for three more minutes.
Reb
Shimon ben Yochai Yaimer, Tcharim Yaichlu. If he left over male sons, then the Avadim can eat Truma, even though there's an Uber. However, if all he left over is daughters and an Uber, then the Avadim can't eat Truma. Why? Because Sheva Yimtza Uber Zachar. Because since she's pregnant, and if it's a boy, he's going to get 100%. The Uber can be Irish. The Uber is the Irish. Now, I'm going to explain Rav Shimon ben Yochai the way Gemara explains it. And I think this is what Harvey was driving at. Reuven, the Kayin dies. He leaves over two children and his wife pregnant. Two boys. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, listen, 50% of fetuses, of viable fetuses, are boys. 50% of viable fetuses are girls. If the fetus is a girl, she's not a shareholder. He gets zero. If she's a boy, if he is a boy, I should say it. If it is a boy, it's a shareholder. If it is a girl, it's not a shareholder. 50-50. But then there's a small percentage of non-viable babies. Babies that don't make it. And they're not shareholders either. So now the majority are not shareholders. If you go by majority, 51% or 52% of pregnancies will not be a viable boy. And therefore, the living children can feed the avadim. What are you afraid of? That there's a shareholder, there's a fetus? Well, majority tells us that he's not a shareholder. It is not a shareholder. Because it might be a female, and even if it's male, it might not be viable. And therefore, out of 100% of pregnancies, 4%, and I just made that up, are non-viable. Leaves 48% male, 48% female, 52% non-male viable. Therefore, why can't the sons eat the truma? Go by majority. That's what should be Masha Enke. If he left daughters, so then, if the fetus is a boy, he gets it all. If the fetus is a girl, he still gets a share. So 96% of the pregnancies, this fetus will become a shareholder. What? The fetus.
Girl?
There's only girls. It's going to get an equal share. Regardless of whether the fetus is male or female, that fetus is going to be a shareholder. Either 100% shareholder or a partial shareholder. Therefore, they can't eat truma. If he leaves male children, the avadim can eat truma. Because the chances of this fetus being a shareholder is a minority. But if all the father left over is females, then they can't eat. Why? Because the fetus might be male. And then they get nothing. Only he gets. It makes no difference if the fetus is male or female. If all he left is daughters, so who cares if the fetus is male or female? It's going to get anyway. So you're right. It's exactly what we mean to say. Even if the fetus is female, it also is a shareholder. It might be that the fetus is 100% shareholder. We don't know. However, if all he leaves is male children, they can eat. What happened to the Uber? We're not worried about the minority. The chances for the fetus being a viable male is the minority of pregnancies. Makes no difference. A minority, 52% to 48%. You win the election like that way. It's a majority. By the way, I made up the percentages. I don't know how many percentages are non-viable. Makes no difference. Whatever is left after you remove the non-viable is 50-50. What?
There is a real death.
Yeah, but this change, that changed. That changed. Oh, you mean it's not 50-50 men and ladies?
Yeah, 105 to 100.
I dispute that, at least from my registration for the last 2 years. There have been many, many more boys coming into pre-K than girls, overwhelmingly, a landslide. So I think there have been more boys than girls those 2 years. So at least the ones that come to Derek HaTaira. This year we had 52 boys and 25 girls.
Oh, wow. Maybe they send their girls to the academy.
It's possible. And next year registered, we have 50-some boys and 40 girls. It's still overwhelming. This is the solution to the Shidduch crisis 20 years down the line. But Right. If there's a male, the avadim can eat because of the male. We're not afraid of the share of the uber. The shemet kevahi, maybe the uber is female. And she gets nothing. And even if it is male, she might miscarry. Because births are 50-50. But yesh mapilois, and there's those that don't have viable births. Smoich miuta de mapilois the machtes de kevus. Put the minority of miscarriages, of non-viable births, to the 50% of female of the viable birth, have a luschar maruin l'arish miuta. So the males who are able to inherit are a minority of pregnancies. L'miuta l'chashina. Kula nekevus lo yechlu, shemiyeyu b'zachar. However, if they're all female, then regardless of what the fetus is, it is going to get a share.
Therefore,
that vodim can't eat. Right. Even if the fetus is female, the kibush kalaisish of a benedu the kevus, since all living children are female, yes, lo b'chelik by mafili in the kevus. The Gemara answered, you're right. That's exactly what we're saying. Ain kalaisish in the miyuta, Rashi, l'shemo yehi zachar, v'yesh lechelik b'hem. The basarubas, you know, we go by majority. Beruba yoldis are nekevus or mapilus, and the majority is either non-viable or nekevus. It's a precious little, like I explained before.
Well, again,
we have two boys, living boys. They are shareholders in the estate. And our question is there a third shareholder who is a fetus?
Isn't that about, that's a mafokas.
Again, I'm going to Rav Shimon ben Yochai's opinion.
That it is a shareholder?
It depends if it's male or female.
You're starting with the premise that there is. If the holder is not born, this whole discussion doesn't begin.
Rav Shimon ben Yochai agrees that a fetus inherits. But depends. A majority of fetuses do not inherit. Now, the question is going to be, what does Rabbi Yaitzi hold? Is Rabbi Timothy Choy saying he's agreeing to Rabbi Yaitzi that a fetus can inherit, but he's saying it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara will try to explain that momentarily. I can give you another pshat in Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Really, he holds that we don't go by majority. He's willing to say that since there's a significant minority of males, that would be enough to stop the eating of the truma. But the reason he doesn't say that is, because it's a simple solution. As soon as dad dies and his wife is pregnant, split the estate. Split it up. And designate which avadim will belong to the Uber. And the rest will not belong to him even if it is male. And therefore, the rest can eat truma. Why wait around? Split it. Yisraimim who come to split the nechasim of their father. Bezim amidim lem apetrapus. Bezim appoints a guardian. Ubar lem chelik yafa. And he picks the critic taught him a fair share. Right? A guardian steps in to represent the Ktanim, each cotton getting their own guardian, and each one represents his client to make sure it's done fairly. Therefore, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, what are we worried about? The Uber? Split it up. Take care of it. However, when they get older, they can say, we want to re-split it. No, it's just telling you halacha. Nothing to do with Agamar. Rav Nachman says, not true. That when they get older, they're stuck. They're locked in. Once you did it, was Bezin. Why? Because you're undermining Bezin's prestige and power. If Bezin can do something and then you can undo it, so it's nothing to do, because once we bring it down, we bring it down. Rashi. Davdina leitkanta, baron l'uber shar nechasim l'chalkai. What you do is, don't give him avadim. Give him other things. V'nim tzu avadim kulam l'chein l'chanul adam. Avadim go to the chelik and those more. Avahech the kula nekevus lametzinim b'avdat tkanta. But when they're nekevus, you can't do this. Shemiyei uber zacher v'yakal shloi. Because he might get 100%, so you can't split it up. See, when they're all male, so even if you go with the 48% that our fetus is male, we'll split it up. And we'll give him a share. Not avadim. We'll give him cars. Because it's beneficial that the avadim should eat truma. It's better for him. It costs the money, estate money, to feed avadim. It's cheaper to feed truma. That's what the mepharshim say. Everybody wants avadim to be able to eat truma. It's cheaper. So it's in his benefit. There'll be more money left in the estate. If that's what happens. Yisayimim k'tanim shabo lachlik lamidim apetrapas l'cholechaz e'echad. Each one gets their own guardian. And every apotropos picks a nice share. Higdilu, hayisayimim yichaylam limchais. Aye, so what does it help? Umahani chaluka l'peiris admacha. It works for the peiris till their maicha. Right? These are 8-year-old yisayimim, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old, and an 11-year-old. So, till they all become bar mitzvah, the chaluka works. And then when they become bar mitzvah, they can redo it. So what? Don't give avadim. Don't give avadim to the fetus. The guy left an estate. He has 10 slaves and 2 cars and a golf cart. Exactly. They know she doesn't get anything. It's a two-part answer, but I'll give you the first part. It's simpler. Anke Rabbi Lahatis has said when there's 5 people in a room and the vote is 3-2. That's called the Ruben de Issa Kaman. It's here. We have a number of 5. Bezen is 23 and they vote. We go by the majority. That's called the Ruben that's right in front of you. You see the majority, you see the minority. How about statistical rights? How about things that are not here based on statistics? Statistics are that a majority of pregnancies are not viable boys. Do we have 8 pregnancies here and we see 4 boys and 5 girls? We don't see anything. It's a statistical right. That's called the Ruben the Lesser come up. Do we go by that also, or are we Chayshu Shlumiyat? Now it happens to be that even those who are Chayshu Shlumiyat are only Chayshu rabbinically. Because it's impossible to be Chayshu biblically, because then you would never be able to eat meat. Because we eat meat based on the statistical rhyme that most animals are kosher. There are 18 things that make, really more, but let's say 18 things that make an animal trace. We don't check more than one of them. 2 of them maybe today. The other 16 aren't even looked at. What? Because they're meat. So the Gemara Chulin says that Rav Meir, who holds Chayshu Shlumiyuta, holds that whenever you can, you're Chayshu Shlumiyuta, rabbinically. If you can't, you can't. But here the question would be, would Rabbanan let the Avadim eat Truma or not? Are you Chayshu Shlumiyuta or not?
Terry
doesn't like vegetarians. Terry doesn't like vegetarians. He ate meat. He can't. That's what Gemara says.
Even he agreed with
you.
Even he agreed that
Gemara says the coolest, yeah.
Why do you say that?
What? The what? That the Terry doesn't like vegetarians? Because it depends why a person's vegetarian. Most people are vegetarian because they're worried about animal rights. And the Torah does not view an animal as equal to a human. It's a wrong kashkafa. Animals are here to serve humans. That doesn't mean you can pay them. That means that you can allow them to do tzar balechayim. Chas v'shalom. But People who are for animal rights is because they want humans to be considered animals. We're just a smarter animal. Therefore, we can act like animals also. That's where it comes from. I don't have to behave like a human. I'm an animal. I'm just a smarter cow.
Originally, we were not allowed to eat animals. What changed?
Rabbi Nishlelem changed it by Nayak.
Is there a reason that we're familiar with?
I'm not going to for reasons, but that's a fact. Before Nayak, Hashem said animals, and after Nayak, he said yes, animals.
Okay.
That's in the Pesukim.
If you go on the part of the perfect world, the issue was on Risha, so that's what it's supposed to be advanced. The Toronto, but maybe we should try that. Is that a good reason?
No, I never saw it brought down. The Ramban said that the reason Hashem was matter animals is because they were saved with Chus Nayach. And since they were saved with Chus Nayach, Nayach got a right to eat them. Whereas before the Babel, they had nothing to do with man. They were created independently. So why should man be able to eat them? Once the Babel came, and the world was going to be destroyed, and the only reason the animals survived was because of Nayach. So therefore, man got control over the animals. That's the Ramban. Saporno says that the world turned into a less safe place. It used to be spring all year round, very healthy environment. People did not need meat to be healthy. After the Mabul, Hashem said, people need the nutrition of meat in order to live, and therefore he was matur meat. That's the Saporno says. So it's a machlokes b'shaydim and why it changed. But it's beferish the pasuk that Hashem said you can eat animals. Ramban and the Saporno and Parshas Nayach, correct. That's called going off the subject. He said zero to do with inheritance of an Uber. Nothing about Weiter. Leimud Rav Nachman Tanoi. Now Rav Yaisi disagreed. If Rav Shimon ben Yochai, he says, split it up. So why doesn't Rav Yaisi agree? There's a machlokes here. Rav Yaisi says they can't eat truma. Shimon ben Yochai says if they're male boys, they could eat truma. Why? So the second shot was because we split it up. So why does Rabbi Yaisi not say that? Does he say we don't split it up unless the people are here? Does he disagree on bezing important appointing guardians to split up? Zunk to Gemara, no. Right, the Kula Amesluj of Nachman. You're right. We are not sticking to the second shot. Everybody holds if you can split it up, you split it up, and then the Avadim can eat Truma. The Machlokes is when we didn't split it up. If we did split it up, Rabbi Yaisi would agree. There would be no argument. But we didn't split it up. Can they eat or not? If Shimon Michoi says 52% of pregnancies are not viable boys, therefore the Avadim can eat Truma. And Rabbi Yaisi says, but 48 or not are viable boys, and therefore they can't eat Truma. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yaisi and Shimon Michoi. Are you chayshus lemuta, or are you not chayshus lemuta? But that's only true if there are boys here. But if there are girls here and no boys, so then 96% of pregnancies, the fetus will get a share. Overwhelming majority, therefore the Avadim can't eat. But if we split it up, even if it's girls, we can split it up. Not really, you can't, because the Uber might be a Zachar. So it would be a ridiculous thing to split up. Can't.
Well, no, just do what we had before.
No, you can't eat because the Uber might be a Zachar.
No, split it, and then
when it depends if you're Chayshus Lemuta. If you're Chayshus Lemuta, you can't go with that. If they're all girls, okay, let's stop for a second. Let's say everybody holds Chayshus Lemuta. Now, if they're boys, worst case scenario is that the fetus is a boy. So he gets a share. So we can designate his share. If they're all girls, worst case scenario is that he gets 100%. And therefore, how can we split it up and give them 80%? But they
split it up without giving it to him.
But they can't eat Truma because he might be 100% owner. It might not be subject to splitting. If they're boys,
splitting up means if you split up and at that moment they can that percentage
can eat. Right.
You don't know
that's if you're Chayshus Lemuta. If you're not Chayshus Lemuta, so then if it's girls, they can't eat because overwhelming majority are viable fetuses. If it's boys, they could eat, because a majority of fetuses will not get a share. Rashi. If you understand that Reb Shimon said that the Schorim can eat because of the Takon of Reb Nachman, the Tanakama, the Amr Abdi Tzayim Ba'ar Zul Lo Yoichlu, Afilu B'Takon Takamar, the one that says they can't eat means even with the Takon. But last way, the Reb Nachman, Ve'in Rishon Lachli Gat Shagdilu, he doesn't let him split it up. Zog to Gemar Lo. The Kulu Alma is the Reb Nachman. And if you split it, they can eat. I feel a little tiny comma. Welcome to the loyal with the contemplating. They didn't split it up. Come, Reb Shimon Yoichlu v'lo chayish l'miuta. Reb Shimon is not worried about this significant minority. Tiny comma chayish l'miuta, and he's worried about the significant minority. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Now we go to the middle opinion that we did not understand.
F sharp with Blu-ray. So why would we do an action if 4 months from now we can have everything rectified?
Well, meantime, what are the
birds? Again.
Rabbi Cohen.
I don't understand your question. Which case are you talking about? You left boys, you left girls. What do you leave? If you split it, correct.
Then later on, if it's a girl, we put it all to them, right?
No, we don't. We leave it by the boys.
No. Again, if it's a boy, we don't take it back.
Well, wait. Is the Monday that says that by mitzvah, he can take it back?
What does that mean? Once we take it back and we do it, that means we don't wait for the. We do an action now, even though later on.
Again. Listen to me carefully. Reuven died. Nebuch, he died. He left over two children, ages 18 and 16, and his wife pregnant.
Boys.
And his wife pregnant. So the 18 and the 16-year-old come to Bezin and say, it's going to be 13 and a half years till this fetus will be able to split this with us. Because he's going to be, when he's born, and he's a boy, he'll be a shareholder who can't split till after his bar mitzvah. So you want us now, Bevan, to wait for 13 and a half years because it's Efshar Livuri. 13 and a half years, this estate should not be split up because we're waiting for the Uber to become bar mitzvah.
No, but split up by
he said, let's not use the apotropos, let's wait and see what happens. And do it the right way. That was Avraham Cohen's question. I'm responding to his question.
When do we say the clause, but it's not 13 and a half years?
I don't know what you mean by Epsilon Rure.
We can find out what's really the.
Maybe
what really happened.
We're splitting it up. We're finding out. You mean, if it's a girl, then we'll have to add that piece?
Yes.
They don't mind. So they'll add that piece. Early in the morning, customers.
What's that?
They must be from Australia that they're calling at this hour.
Europe.
Why are they calling at 6:45 in the morning?
So you're saying they don't want it because it's only to their advantage?
Exactly. To their advantage.
When do we say that, Klaal?
You know, you say that, Klaal, in the morning, you check your tzitzis. I rave, your tzitzis is kosher. Kasher yesterday, and it's Chazakah. So we say, Efshar Livuri, you can check your tzitzis. So why shouldn't you check your tzitzis? So every morning we tell people to check their tzitzis. Chazakah. It was good yesterday. Why do you think it became puzzle? It's a small chance that while you were wearing it yesterday, it became puzzle. But it's Efshar Livuri, it's Efshar Livuri. That's what the Magen Avraham said. That's why we check our tzitzis every day. There are those who check it at the end of davening and put it away, and then they can wear it the next morning without checking, because nothing happens while it's in the talisman. There are those that check it before davening because of Efshar Livuri. That's a case of Efshar Livuri. You asked me for a case, I gave you a case. Magen Avraham said. That's why in a few minutes now you'll be checking your tithes. because after the ruins. No response. Right.
I see people. I
really
do. I
see
some people after
traveling checking. Yes.
He says
he does. No. What?
Yeah,
I don't know. I know people that check after.
Some people don't check about it. Who wouldn't do that? So he did check.
You know, you have to check in a few places. People only check the thread. It's a mistake. The Todd says it's more important to check that they didn't rip up here. Because that possible to sit is much more to the thread. That's where they rip it, right? Exactly, right there.
Rabbi Grevin, can you say what? There's no visual over here, over the phone. Where they might rip it?
By the knot attaching to the beggin.
Okay.
That way it loops around the hole in the beggin.
Yeah.
So it's more apt to tear there. At least if it tears there, it's totally puzzled. So if anything, the Tat says a person should check there. So not only should he check that his threads are good, but that his knots all the way up are attached to his beggin and there's no cut anywhere there.
Thank you.
Never check my towel's cut. That's the truth. I should. I don't make a bracha on the towel's cut.
If someone has to throw out, you put it in the bag and throw it out, right?
Not that I know of. Fine, we will stop over here. And Mitchum Sunday Chazar at 6:30.
Regular test, right?
Regular test.
Rabbi Margareta?
Yes.
Where in Shulchan Aruch, which sermon is it about the washing the hands before davening?
Yes.
Which sermon is it for washing the hands before davening?